Subject: English Literature. Class 2. Topic: The Little Boy's Secret by David L. Harrison. Hello, children. Today, I am going to tell you a story. The name of the story is The Little Boy's Secret. There was a little boy named Andrew who left his school in a hurry to go home, as he had a secret to tell his mother. As he was taking a shortcut through the woods, a big, ugly, fierce-looking giant stopped him and asked him what he was doing here. Andrew told him that he was in a hurry as he had a secret to tell his mother. When the giant asked him what the secret was, Andrew refused to tell him the secret. Hearing this, the giant picked up Andrew and put him in his shirt pocket. The giant who had taken Andrew met his brother, who was fat and almost bald. The second giant questioned the first giant what was he carrying in his pocket. The first giant replied that he was carrying a boy who would refuse to tell him a secret. Hearing this, the second giant laughed a wicked laugh and decided to join them on their journey. They soon reached a huge stone castle beside a muddy river. The third brother lived in this castle. He was horrid looking and spoke in a funny manner like a little child. He too asked the same question. The other two giants replied that the boy had a secret and he would not share it with them. Hearing this, the third giant also laughed wickedly and told them to put Andrew on the table. The three of them looked down on Andrew and warned him to immediately tell them the secret. Andrew sighed a big sigh and said that he will tell them the secret only if they promise to let him go. The three giants agreed to this. Andrew asked the first giant to bend down and then he whispered something into his ears. Hearing the secret, the first giant got scared, ran into the woods and climbed up the tallest tree. The second giant looked down at Andrew and asked him what was wrong with the first giant. Andrew said to never mind and just to bend down. He climbed onto a teapot to reach the giant's ear and whispered the secret to him. Hearing the secret, the second giant covered his face with his hands and ran out of the castle, screaming, and dived headfirst into the muddy river. When the third giant saw what was happening, he looked afraid. He leaned down and Andrew stood on tiptoe to whisper into his ear. After hearing the secret, he got up and raced away from the castle, ran over the hills, and crawled into the deepest, darkest cave he could find. The castle door had been left open, and since the giants had promised the little boy he could go, Andrew walked out and went home. On reaching home, he told his mother his secret, but she did not scream and run away. She just put him to bed and gave him some supper. The next morning, Andrew woke up with a slight fever and was covered from head to toe with bright red spots. His secret was that he was getting the measles. Thank you, children.